102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. 749, sunny, humid, and 86 today. We were just talking about a Giants tailgate party. Got a lot of good response, and thank you for that.
Brett, it's 2016.
What's related to that?
It's okay to like dudes.
I have no problem with people who like dudes. And there was nothing sexual about this.
You were holding a naked Eli Manning.
So?
Brett, our producer.
So?
Brett, our producer had an Eli dream. Yeah.
Because he chose not to wear clothes while I was helping him. So I had a dream.
Explain the whole dream from the beginning to the end. Lay it out for people.
I had a dream the other day that we were doing a radio show with Eli Manning. Like, he was part of the show.
Okay.
And then after the show, the next thing that it jumps to is me holding Eli Manning. Picture like him collapsing into my arm, so my arms are underneath his armpits.
Okay.
So I'm holding him that way.
His
back is up against me.
Okay.
However, he's naked.
Right.
And we're going up an escalator.
Are you naked?
I am not naked. And I'm holding him as we're going up this escalator while he's naked. And for some reason, although escalators are generally smooth on the sides the side walls, there were slots. And his penis was stuck in one of these slots.
So what did you have him, like, leaned over the... I know his back was against you, but you had him, like, leaned over the railing of the escalator? Because how was his penis...
He's not leaning.
I know it's a dream, so things don't need to make sense, but I'm just wondering how his penis got caught in a slot on the side of the escalator.
Well, first of all, there shouldn't be any slot. First of all, I shouldn't be holding a naked Eli Manning.
I agree with you.
So many questions here. I don't know why you're worried about the aesthetics of how I'm holding him.
Were you backing up the escalator,
Kyle? I am
Eli?
Holding him... That way,
and walking backwards.
We're going up.
As you're going up,
and I'm holding him, and somehow his body is angled in such a way that there are now these slots that my brain has put into this dream, and his penis is stuck in it, and he's going ow, 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 ow.
Do you think maybe that the slots on the escalator were a dream euphemism for your butt?
I don't know. I'm not a dream analyzer.
Are you saying slots, but they were cracks?
No, they're actual slots. Like, they were purposely put there, and his penis was stuck in it. And so now...
Did they look like balloon knots?
They did not. No, okay.
You got that going for you.
Here's an important question.
Yes.
Was his penis slack or erect in your dream?
It was flaccid.
It was flaccid.
Yeah. And so in some way, shape, or form, I was able to kind of adjust him and shimmy him out of this slot. And then next thing I know, the dream is over.
It continued up the escalator.
Got him out of that terrible situation. Much like, you know, he gets the Giants out like a two-minute...
So basically, if the Giants win the Super Bowl this year, it's because you saved Eli Manning.
Pretty much. It was my two-minute drill. I got him out. Done. Game over.
It was my 2 minute drill.
I got him out. I saved him.
Did you get his flaccid penis out of the slot without touching it?
Without touching it. I angled his body in a certain way, and then as we got up the escalator, he's away. And
were
I'm
you
awake.
Able to get the penis near your face like we know you wanted?
No.
Okay.
I was very disappointed with that.
What a weird dream.
Celebrity two-time Super Bowl champion. Yeah. Nice to have that penis in my face, but I did not have it.
Right.
I don't know why I would have that dream.
I can tell you. You want to bang Eli Manning.
That's very simple of you. I'm sure there's a lot deeper meaning to it.
I don't think there is. I just think you have a man
crush
on Eli
Manning. There's nothing outside of his penis being exposed.
Eli makes
you
happy.
There's nothing sexual about
it. Eli makes you happy, and beating the Cowboys made you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to show your appreciation by fellating Eli Manning.
My mouth was nowhere near it.
But that's what you wanted.
His penis was exposed. My mouth was nowhere near it.
It's one of the strangest dreams. That's a pretty weird dream. So happy with the Giants win, you would carry a naked Eli Manning up an escalator in public. That's what it means.
And I'm so okay with homosexuality these days, I don't even want to replace you as a producer.
Well, thank you.
That's how involved I've become.
Over a dream. 7:53.
The evolution of JP continues.
Yeah. You're so tolerant now.
I am.
God, it's like you're softening up.
I grew up in a tolerant household.
Yeah, of course you did. 7:53, here's Ted.
Your VAB Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island traffic, Southern State now eastbound. Going to be heavy into exit 36 for
WheatSleepAssociates.com. Most insurance accepted.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. A little before 8 o'clock, Brett, our producer, just was very open with us in telling us about a personal dream he just had about we did a radio show in his dream, and Eli Manning was there. And then after the show, Eli apparently got naked, and Brett carried him backwards up an escalator, and Eli's penis got caught in the sidewalls of the escalator, and Brett dislodged him and saved the day. That
without,
is his,
without touching the penis.
Right. He just kind of angled it. That is his dream. We're kind of interpreting it. We're kind of amazed at the dream. Good morning, VAB. What do you think of it?
Yo, that's effed up.
It is.
I'm 53 years old. I've had some weird dreams in my life, but never about another man's penis.
Getting stuck in the slot of an escalator?
Exactly.
Mm. A two-time Super Bowl champion's penis stuck.
Right, that makes it all better.
If you think about it, Eli brought you joy. Maybe his penis brought you joy.
Did I combine Hillary Clinton, like, being passed out?
I know, that's what I was thinking when you described how he passed out leaning into you.
I would rather you want to bang Eli Manning than Hillary Clinton, honestly.
That's probably not.
I'd be more okay with you having sex with Eli than
Would
with
you
Hillary.
Rather?
I would fire you over having sex with Hillary, not Eli.
That's probably accurate. I'd probably choose him over her.
Still, what a messed up dream. Brett, our producer.
It's okay, Brett.
Daydreaming about naked Eli.
Thank you for being so understanding while attacking me at the same time.
No attacks.
102.3 WBAB.
Like I said, I've evolved.
Roger and JP. JP, people reacting to Brett, our producer's naked Eli Manning dream, 631-955-WBAB. Brett carried a naked Eli backwards up an escalator to, I guess, remove him from our radio broadcast situation, and Eli's penis got stuck in the escalator walls, the shiny metal walls. There were slots there, apparently.
But Brett saved his penis.
He did. It just
without touching
him?
It, I just kind of shimmied his back in a certain direction, and it unhinged it.
What a twisted little dream. Good morning, B.A.B. What do you got?
Yeah, I just cannot believe that Brett saved our Super Bowl winning quarterback. That's just so amazing.
He saved the season.
That begs the question, though, who's going to save Brett? Because who has a dream like that? And then who talks about it on broadcast radio?
Listen, it's 2016, man. Whoever he wants to sleep with is okay by me.
And men are open about their feelings. He opened his heart to you.
Yeah.
And you smack him down.
You know what? Let me take that all back. I'm glad you shared that.
There you go.
What I'm also glad is that it wasn't Roger or JP that you saved going up the escalator.
But they were in the dream. They were in, although Eli was clothed.
We were doing a radio show.
And then he felt so good after the show, he decided to get naked and then get his penis stuck in an escalator.
Either that, or he left the radio show, did some bath salts, and went to the mall.
You know, this is such a weird, erotic situation. I really would love to hear what Mike Francesa thinks.
I'm picturing the escalator at the Sunrise Mall in Massapequa, and I'm just picturing Brett going up there. He's going to end up at, like, Chess King.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you. It's late September, and I really should be.
2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. 808, sunny, humid, and 86 today. Well, if anything, it's strange, but it is an interesting dream. If you're just joining us, Brett, our producer, had a dream about us doing a radio show where Eli Manning was the special guest, the Giants quarterback. And then cut to the interview's over, and Brett is dragging a naked Eli Manning up an escalator backwards. And Eli's penis gets caught in the shiny aluminum walls along the metal walls along the side of the escalator, and Brett somehow dislodges it without touching it and saves the day, and Eli is okay.
Brett uses his jaws of life to break
that. And by jaw, we mean mouth.
Yeah, the jaws of life to break that penis free.
No jaw is near a penis.
So it's an odd dream, and you know, a lot of people have tried to analyze it.
Oh, good.
I'm getting my wish. I was hoping you would be available, Mike, from the Afternoon Sports Show.
I heard my name summoned.
Yeah.
I saw the big glasses, sunglasses in the sky, the hair, the symbol, Batman-ish.
I see.
So made my way into the station.
I don't know if you heard, but our producer had a sex dream about Eli Manning.
It's normal.
It's normal. Okay.
Would you compare it to your A-Rod fantasies?
I would say it's on par with it.
Your shirtless A-Rod fantasies?
Yeah. I mean, look. Who doesn't enjoy a good male nipple every now and then? Okay. Tim Tebow, who is my new love now that he's an active athlete. I follow him through the minors, through the Mets minors system. His beautiful, hard, solid rock body. Oil it up. Good to go.
All right.
A penis in an escalator. Is it strange? Yeah, no, it's strange. Is it normal? Yeah, it's normal. Okay? Everyone dreams about a penis every now and then. Get off his back! He helped a Super Bowl quarterback, a winner, a champion, up an escalator, unhinges penis.
So we should look at it more as he saved the season.
He saved the season. He's a savior. Jesus Christ. Just like Jesus. Get off his back and get off Eli's penis.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
So you see no problem with it whatsoever.
No problem. Okay. Penis, nipples.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same.
It's just an appreciation, I guess, of
it's
the human
body. It's an appreciation of the male anatomy.
Uh-huh.
And it's okay in 2016.
It's okay anytime.
Okay.
2016, 1916, it doesn't matter.
It wasn't so okay in 1916.
It's okay because I say it is.
Well, gotcha. All right. Well, Mike, thank
nobody
you.
Cares what you think. Okay? It's about me.
Yes.
My love for nipples.
Yes.
My love for Brett's love of penis of Super Bowl quarterbacks.
It was a weird dream, though, you have to admit.
It's a weird dream. You can't control your dreams.
Right.
That's not fair. That's not fair to accuse him of putting a penis near his mouth when it wasn't even anywhere in the area.
To be fair, that's what Brett said. It wasn't part of the dream. All right.
Mike, he's a hero.
You would go that
How
far.
Many Super Bowl quarterbacks did you save?
As soon as Brett comes back, we'll tell him he's a hero. He's going to love that.
Boy, that's great.
He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. We like him a lot.
All right, Mike from the Afternoon Sports Show, thank you for stopping in this early in the day. We appreciate it. We know you're getting ready for your show.
You know, anytime I hear penis and nipples, I make my way in.
And so, naked superstar athletes.
And speaking of penis, here's Mr. Tanner.
All right, thanks, Mike. Your VAB Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Long Island traffic's on the LIE westbound. Had an accident at exit 63 North Ocean Avenue that was blocking the center lane. They moved that.